The linear nature of our presentation is not an accident. Whenever that we were planning this segment, we discussed how we should best approach giving this guidance, and it was very difficult to come up with any sort of universal advice that would really apply to every level, because honestly, the advice should be different at every level. And I think that we're talking to the right group of people, because y'all are the practitioners and the people at the agency who are involved in all of those levels. And so I hope that we'll be able to provide you with good information that's very targeted for the section of the case that you are dealing with, but that also helps tie together how all these different pieces fit together. The first slide, I think we have the definition of what is the record, and I think that is something that we'll end up tying back to, so I want to go ahead and highlight it. Since I'm the Chief Judge of SOA, I will start with what is the best guidance to give you while the case is pending at SOA. My very first advice is just to be proactive and prepared. Diligence is really the name of the game when you're dealing with confidential information. It's very important that the parties take it upon themselves on the front end to really know what is in your documents. Know what you're planning to file. Know what you're planning to offer. Communicate effectively with opposing counsel. And think through what it is that you actually need. In some instances, there may be, different parts of documents that aren't really pertinent to your case, and you don't actually need to offer them, or you could agree to redact them. Again, it's really the preparatory work is what really matters here, and you need to think about it from a lot of different angles. First of all, we have to follow the law, just as all of you do. So it may be that you have a standalone obligation to safeguard a certain type of information that's in your documents because of the nature of the information under an organic statute.